donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
Joe, we're going to be listening to a clip here in a minute, and this clip has got to do with the criminal activity, I mean extreme criminal activity, of what is taking place. And so here, this is going to be a clip that's got Karen Kingston, hang tight, go ahead and take it away.
Will there ever be any real accountability for all of the suffering that our leaders have imposed on ordinary people over the past 2 years? Yes, absolutely there will. Read the word of God and you'll know this to be true. Karen Kingston is back with us again. This time she wants to offer our listeners her guide for making a criminal complaint against state and local politicians who are power tripping by exploiting COVID-19 to issue illegal mandates against American citizens. Yes, you heard me right. Arrest them. Title 18 of the U.S. state's code, sections 241 and 242, criminalize conspiracy against rights and the deprivation of rights under the color of law. In other words, they make it a criminal offense for public officials to go beyond the limits of their authority to strip away the public's rights. The law applies to police, to judges, elected officials, and yes, public health officials, as well as healthcare providers at public facilities. Still, is there a way to make it so that penalties that should happen actually do happen? Karen Kingston thinks that it's possible, and she joins us now. So if public officials issue an illegal vaccine mandate, that's the deprivation of rights under color of law. And if that illegal mandate results in death, then the penalty for that loss of rights could be life in prison or even the death penalty.
That's correct. As you know, Stu, many American citizens aren't aware of their rights under the Constitution or under their state's constitution. And there are laws in place to protect these rights. And specifically, as you mentioned, it's U.S. Title Code 18, Section 241, Conspiracy Against Rights, and Section 242, Deprivation of Rights Under the Color of Law. And so conspiracy to deprive people of their constitutional rights just means two or more people are in agreement to commit a crime. This is really important for people to understand, because whether it is your local city council, whether it is your governor, or whether it's your school board, they got a memo from HHS saying, as long as you follow guidance from HHS, which is CDC guidance, you cannot be charged with willful misconduct, which means they know they're committing a crime. They know that what they're doing is wrong. They know they have no factual legal basis for it. And they know the harm is going to outweigh the good. That is what willful misconduct is. And they have a memo from HHS under the revisions to the PREP Act saying it's okay if you commit crimes. We got you covered. So that's conspiracy right there, right? That's an agreement to do it. Now, under deprivation of rights under the color of law, that just means that they're acting outside the bounds of their own authority, which they absolutely are. The governor does not have the right to tell us to wear a mask to the grocery store. He never did. He never had. Neither does the medical advisors to the governor. Neither do the school boards have the right to tell children to wear masks to school or they have to be tested. This is all outside the bounds of their authority. And they just have to be a public official, and they have to be pretending as if they have this authority. And that's what this is. So my recommendation is that everyone put your local school board, your governor, your mayor, and your city council on notice, saying that they are in violation of these two laws. Again, it's U.S. Title Code 18, Section 241 and Section 242. And let them know what those violations are. And also, it's important to point out that you're aware under the PREP Act that if they're following guidance from HHS, then they're allowed to violate these laws, because that shows intent. So you also have to show intent. So what shows intent more than saying, hey, we know you're committing a crime and you got to get out of jail free card? That doesn't work in America.
That's a backroom deal. That's what that is. That's the real backroom deal, backdoor deal, whatever you want to call it. This is an action platform. We're going to take action against these servants, these people who are acting unlawfully, overstepping their bounds, trampling over your rights that are God-given and inherent. That's what we're going to do. And if they don't want to acknowledge that they are breaking the law, then they can go to jail. It's really quite simple.
Yeah. And as we said, as you know, you mentioned that if this results in the death of an individual, then they could be sentenced to life in prison or death themselves. So when you send that warning letter, I provided your production team with three simple documents or screenshots to put in their letters. One, put in that screenshot from October 22nd of last year from the FDA that lists all the expected adverse events from the COVID-19 vaccines, including death. I put a little red box around it so they know that these can cause death. Pull the latest VAERS data. I gave that the URL. Just go to openvaers.com, openvaersdata.com, and then pull that screenshot, and you'll see there's almost 20,000 deaths from the COVID-19 vaccine. And then lastly, I strongly recommend pulling page 25 of the actual approval of the license for Pfizer to produce Comirnaty, because it says right there, known risks are anaphylaxis and myocarditis and pericarditis, which can result in death. And it also says vaccine effectiveness is missing information. So there's absolutely no good that can come from these mandates. It can only be harm.
You know, the other day I was reading the Virginia State Constitution on this program, and I told people, look at this. This is the stuff that they don't teach you in school. That's by design. This is the stuff that they're not going to teach your kids. They have been lying to you. These public servants, these servants are one step above slave. They are accountable to you. Power is inherently belonging to the people. It belongs to us, the people. And what one state has given in its constitution as rights to we the people applies to every state. So those laws, that constitution in Virginia applies to you as a Minnesotan, it applies to you as a Georgian. Those laws, that constitution in the state of California applies to you in Oregon or in Washington or in Illinois. We are a sovereign republic of states. And we're going to start educating people on what their actual authority is because they have been lied to forever. And please, please don't let me teach these people how to put you in jail, because we will. And you will go there. So you have the opportunity now to repent, period, or there's going to be significant consequences.
Yeah, Zessa, you bring up a good point, Sue. So there is a way out of this for those who are guilty. And believe you me, they're all guilty who have been part of this conspiracy. The way out of a conspiracy is to no longer participate in it, is to say, I'm no longer going to be part of this conspiracy, and to come forward and come clean and say, I am not part of this conspiracy. I was not aware of what I was doing, and I'm willing to provide evidence. So there is, at least in the state of California, a way to actually salvage your freedoms, because you've been taking away ours. So that is what needs to happen. And the people do need to unite and come forward, because we are going to unite. There are federal marshals who are organizing, you know, with citizens around the country to make these arrests happen. We're not going to be silenced anymore. And we're not going to allow our rights to be taken away from us.
Nor our kids. You're not putting them in danger. Strapping medical devices to their face against my will. I'm their father. That's my inherent right to make those decisions after the health of my own family. You're not going to do that. We have asked the court here, under what authority is it exactly that the school board is operating? What statute gives them the authority to strap an oxygen inhibiting device to the face of my sons all day long? The answer is there is no statute that gives them that authority. As a matter of fact, they're violating your rights. They're breaking the law. It's time to hold them to account. Where can people find this information? We're going to take your notice, and we're going to put it at stupeters.tv. I'm also going to post it in my Telegram. People can download this. They can use it on their own. They can print this off, and it's our suggestion that everybody sends this to every single quote, public official in your jurisdiction, and that you put them on notice immediately. This will change things. This will add.
Again, Joe, this is what people have to do. They need to stand up. And again, one of the things that we're going to keep on it until we get it totally exposed, and that's this whole false flag of January 6th of last year. It was a total false flag. And here you go. Operation Chaos. Deathocrats flood American streets with violent criminals ahead of planned false flag. This is an article by Mike Adams from the Natural News. says, we all know that George Soros is funding district attorney, DA political campaigns across the country, making a mockery of local election integrity while installing radical left-wing Marxists into positions of power. Right now in New York, you know, you've got a district attorney in New York City who has come up with a unique way of fighting crime, Joe. What he's doing is he's legalizing it. He just legalizes. He just lets them go. Let's make him committing every kind of crime in New York legal. And now this guy, I don't know how much he's getting paid by Soros or whoever. But, you know, if the people in New York don't have enough guts to stand up, and if that mayor, that new mayor that got up there and promised, he promised the people that he was going to stand against crime, if he don't fire this guy, Joe, then, oh, well.
Then can he fire anybody? Because I thought the district attorney is elected. I don't know if they can fire him. They have to recall him, don't they?
I'm not sure. I think he can. The mayor, I think, can do some, take some action against him.
Well, I know one thing. If you decriminalize a bunch of things, then you're going to have less crime. So, I mean, he's being honest there. We're going to have less crime because if your action isn't a crime, then lowers the crime rate.
Yeah. Well,
of course, that's liberal logic.
And, you know, like Governor DeSantis said, he says, I can't even begin to count the amount of blue state Democrats that are coming to Florida to get away from their own policies.
Yeah. To get away. Yeah, they've got to go someplace fun.
Yeah.
Because they keep getting caught going places without masks, without this or that, and then they get held up for ridicule, so they go to Florida. Yeah, makes sense.
Here's what All News Pipeline Susan Duclos writes. Soros district attorneys handling whole cities over, handing whole cities over to criminals, and this is the plan for the rest of America. So you know what that do? When they do that, that makes these district attorneys criminals too. That makes them criminals. That's a violation, and they need to be. That's what the mayor can do. He can charge that district attorney of criminal activity, because that's exactly what he's doing. He's committing criminal activity, and
yeah.
have him.
See you.
Yeah. That's what he needs to do. And so, it's, you know.
What I remember, New York City, Giuliani came in and went after the little stuff first. You know, the littering, the public intoxication, the graffiti, the, you know. And started to process cleanup. And what these people are doing, this Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, is basically the total opposite. He's allowing all that little low-level stuff. It was that low-level stuff that brought the whole New York City down to a cesspool that caused a rise in the violent extreme crime, drugs, and whatever. So what they're doing is a 180 from what works. They're doing exactly the opposite of what was proven to work to save and bring a city to life. This is how you totally destroy a city, bring it to ruin.
Well, that's exactly what the Communist Collective always does.
Wants to do, yeah.
Yeah, they always
say. Like so earlier, you mentioned before the break, abortion. I was just looking. Last year, there were 42.6 million abortion deaths worldwide. It was... It topped deaths from cancer, car accidents, suicide, all these things put together. In fact, think of this. There were 58.7 million people dying from a cause other than abortion. That means abortions accounted for, get this, folks, 42% of every death around the world last year.
Yep.
42%, and that included all the coronavirus deaths that they're claiming. We know that people died from a gunshot wound, but they called it death by COVID if you tested COVID. So even looking at that 3.5 million deaths with COVID, you know, That's still 42% of every death on this earth was an abortion.
Let me ask you this. Whose angels are before the Lord continuously and see the look upon the face of God?
His angels.
The children's angels.
The children, yeah.
They're, Jesus said they're angels. So
right.
Here,
they
what is
mine,
he? What did the Lord Jesus say about those that harm the children?
It'd be better that a millstone be put around their neck and they be dragged through the ocean than to harm one of these.
Or it would be better for them if they had never been born, too.
Been born, yeah.
They're going to. It's a bloody, bloody thing. And here in America,
wait a minute. That doesn't sound like a very tolerant Jesus that loves everybody. That sounds like a Jesus that might get kind of mad at people that kill babies.
Well, you know, he talks about his wrath, God's wrath.
Okay. Yeah, the wrath of God. That's something most pastors don't ever mention, is it? It's one of those things you hear from way back, the old-time preachers, or you go back and I've got a book on political sermons of the founding era, you know, and they talk about God's wrath, but that's something you almost never hear anybody preach on, is God's wrath, and yet the Bible makes it very plain. He does have wrath, and he does take it out.
Well, you know, Joe, Joey Biden says that for these preachers that preach that old-time gospel the way they used to, that's a hate crime. He'll make that a hate crime, and you'll go to jail if you preach the way the old-time preachers used to preach. Now, let me ask you a question.
Maybe we can get adjoining cells.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. Joey Biden has been in office for about 355 days now, and out of that 355 days, 100 of those days, 100 of those days, where do you think Joey Biden was doing for 100 of those days?
Hiding, napping.
Out of 355 days, he spent 100 of them on vacation already.
Oh, vacation, okay.
He spent more time on vacation already than Trump did during his entire 4-year presidency.
Does that include when he hides out, just, you know, hides out from people? There'd be a lot of other half days that he spent hiding.
Yeah, he's becoming more and more afraid now. His handlers make mean faces and yell at him if he.
Oh yeah, he can't go anywhere without doing or saying something stupid. I mean, it's just. Well, actually, he's as bad as Sotomayor and Justice Breyer and Kagan. You know, I mean, he's as ill-informed from his staff. I think, you know, a lot of what he knows he's fed by these people on his staff. And it sounds like the same people that are giving the information to the Supreme Fools.
All right. We're going to go ahead and open the phone lines, Joe. But before we take any calls, the vote is releasing ballot trafficking findings, Joe. Of their investigation in 5 additional states. Now, Just the News released an update on the True the Vote investigation into ballot trafficking and ballot harvesting operations in Georgia. One of the ballot traffickers in Georgia was identified and is now talking. He's singing like a bird to investigators. According to Just the News, the man was paid thousands to harvest ballots in Georgia. And now you're not hearing of this in any of the fake news media.
No. It's crickets out there. Crickets, and they're all over. There's little things happening in a lot of states that they're finding more and more evidence of the fraud and the voter, you know, fraud that's going on. And yet, crickets, most people have never heard any of those stories.
Georgia investigators have ballot traffickers who is talking, admits to being paid thousands in the 2020 election ballot boxes, ballot harvesting scheme. 242 ballot traffickers were detected. Alleged ballot traffickers making the rounds in Georgia. 2020 radio host John Fredericks joined Steve Bannon back in September to discuss an explosive development in Georgia. According to John Fredericks, investigators have the video of 240 leftist operators They called ballot traffickers, dumping tens of thousands of ballots into drop boxes in the middle of. Now, remember, we were talking about they were doing this, Joe, back right after the election, right?
Right. And we told those stories because they kept saying there's no proof. We got these stories people witnessed. The truck driver talked about how they, you know, emptied out a whole semi full of ballots that he drove across the country with and dropped off somewhere. And I mean,
Georgia,
story.
Well, yeah, that truck driver into Pennsylvania, you're talking about, he drove all those thousands and thousands of truckloads of ballots. In fact, they had right on the boxes, I saw it when in Michigan when they had right written on the boxes, crate after crate of Biden ballots. It had Biden's name on it, okay? And so here, Georgia ballot trafficking whistleblower reportedly admitted to making $45,000 for stuffing Georgia ballot boxes from 2 to 5 a.m. in the morning. He was He was just one of 242 alleged ballot traffickers identified by True to Vote investigation. There is a possibility of hundreds of thousands of ballots that were stuffed into the ballot boxes in Georgia. Here he says the True Vote is releasing similar ballot trafficking findings in five additional states. I'm writing today to share a recent development that you will undoubtedly find interesting. After a year's worth of research and analysis, True the Vote submitted three official complaints to the Georgia's Secretary of State's office regarding occurrences in 2020 general and 2021 runoff elections. As a result of the January 3rd, 2020 Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger announced a statewide investigation into ballot trafficking. I guess it's better late than never, huh? Okay. You can read more about that announcement as Georgia opens investigation into possible illegal ballot harvesting in 2020 election. Anyhow, they found similar things in five other states, Joe. And so, but we knew, I mean, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, Iowa, Minnesota, there was all kind, especially California. California, voter fraud is legal. Voter fraud, election fraud, voter fraud in California is legal.
Oh, yeah. Look at who's running. You hit something. $45,000 for that one man.
Yeah.
And you said how many?
242. They had 242.
I can't even. Just 23, 24 would be $1 million. So 24, 5, 10, 15. We're talking $15, $18 million just right there for those vote harvesters alone. Sounds like George Soros and some other big lefties spent a lot of money to buy the election.
If I remember right, each one, they averaged stuffing 2,800 ballots. You can see them on the films. The films, they're coming in there, and they got, you know, just boxes of ballots they're stuffing in the middle of the night. So each one had an average of about...
They pulled the suitcases out from under the table. They sent all the Republicans home, and the two people snuck into the room and pulled out those two suitcases, went and opened them up and started shoving all these two suitcases full when they thought nobody was looking, but it was actually recorded. So, I mean,
on
camera.
I think this is one of the reasons the Democrats are jumping ship like rats, because, look, a lot of those people that probably were elected were falsely elected, and it could go back to them, you know, that... I think that's one of the reasons you see him jumping. But I think they, when the charges start coming down, because the entire Democratic Communist Party has become, they're a crime cartel, like the Biden cartel. They're a crime cartel.
Hey, do you think they could ever go after some of these rich people that put all this money up to buy these votes? Somebody had to spend the money. I wonder if they could ever, we ever get strong enough to go after.
No, you've got about, look, there are warrants out for Soros' arrest all over the world. So many different countries want him. Him and Gates both. But when you have that kind of money that they have, Joe, they have four or five different levels of security. They have people out there that are made to stall any kind of an investigation, anything takes place, you know, to make sure that they don't get to Soros. There's, you know, he has level after level
Yeah. Somebody else would take a fall before he'd ever be.
Well, yeah. But it would be very, very hard. And not only that, but they got people on the inside to know whenever, even if they, let's say we had a legitimate FBI. Let's just say there was some credibility with our FBI, okay? And there's not. But if they had decided to go and arrest Soros, somebody would be paid. They would have an informant inside to warn Soros that they were coming.
Yeah, they'd be somewhere there's no extradition. And
yeah, but we don't have to worry about that because there's no legitimacy there with the FBI. It would probably, I wouldn't doubt that the head of it would give him a call and tip him off.
Yeah, once upon a time there was.
Yeah, oh yeah, I had a lot of friends in the FBI. One time it was a legitimate, and people were not ashamed to say I work for the FBI. They could hold their head up because it was a legitimate organization. I mean, they've always had some dirty cops, like all of them have.
Everything, any organization, they're dirty pastors, police, doctors, you name it, pharmacists, there's always that.
But for the most part, it was an organization where, and like I said, I had friends, and they took a lot of pride in doing, being clean, you know. They wanted to be called clean cops, okay? But that's not the way it is today. So, there you go. All right, phone lines are open at 888-677-9673, and we're going to take a call. But first, let's, Mighty Andrew, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, let's go to the break, and then we'll take some calls. Be right back.
He made the ground, the mountains high, and the earth round.
And I saw God become a man and hung upon a cross by love.
The Ancient of Days came to teach us his ways.
Give him all your love, give him all your praise.
Hanging on a cross there, he took my place because of love.
Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take a broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
Like me, don't question or doubt.
Strengthen their faith day in and day out.
Sins all forgiven, all blotted out. A man called love. Then I see how I've been blessed.
Got a home in heaven, the very best.
Then I know by God this world was blessed by a man called love.
Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love. Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
Alrighty, that was, well, that was the real Joe Clark And yours truly, old Pastor Ernie, in A Man Called Love, or the other name for that is Potentate. And there you go. I like that song a lot. Let's go and take Mark. Mark, you're in the air.
Yeah, Mark from McHenry.
Hey, Mark.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah, yeah. I listened to your show for the last year. You were a godsend to me because out of all my friends and my family, I'm the only one that didn't get the vaccine. And I take all my herbal supplements, and I take the quercetin, which is really important. I heard you talking to the other what's the name for that doctor that's like an herbal medicine doctor? What do you
Wendy? That's probably Wendy Wilson, or you've got several of them. A naturopath. Oh, Peter Glidden, Dr. Peter Glidden.
Yeah, right. He's fantastic, but he doesn't know a lot about the quercetin, which is really important to take, which I know you take.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. The reason for that is I read several reports that were put out by these fellows, and they listed ivermectin. They listed it in this order. Hydroxychloroquine, and then ivermectin was a tad better than hydroxy, but then quercetin came out a tad better than the ivermectin. But here, what it said in the report, that all three of them have something in them that the others don't, and if you take them in conjunction with each other, in other words, now, I had two different doctors tell me that the way that you would do it, if you had COVID, if you have it, then you would take, say, ivermectin in the morning, that afternoon, take quercetin with vitamin D3, and, of course, see, now, the quercetin that I take, it's probably the same that you take. It's got zinc in it, so you don't have to take zinc independent. It's a mixture of zinc and other herbs, and so if you do that for 1 week, and then the next week you switch over and take hydroxy in the morning for 1 week, and then quercetin and vitamin D3 in the afternoon, and they said that these guys have had almost 100% cure rate.
Yeah, you know, and then I was listening to one of your shows, and you know, like you're pre-recorded from different doctors or researcher or whatever. And then when you were talking about quercetin, if you can't get it was on one of your clips. It was either if you can't get the ivermectin or the hydroxychloroquine, the quercetin with the D3 and the C and the zinc actually will help you. Really prevent you from getting COVID. If you get it, you'll get a mild case.
Right.
From what I understand.
You know what else you could use? Black cumin seed. Black cumin seed.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's a new one. That's a new one for me this week that I heard from you guys. So
it kind of takes the place of ivermectin. It works very similar.
And you can buy that at your health food store. You don't have to. Yeah you can
yeah,
buy
I
that at your.
I go to a real high quality herbal store. I've been taking herbal. I had H1N1, and I got cured from my herbal medicine.
Wow!
I had a real severe case of pneumonia, and I was a caregiver for my mother. And I was taking different supplements, and the person that ran the herbal store recommended everything. It's fantastic. I've been on the same herbal, and I take that as a supplement. It's very hard to make. They don't get much of it. It goes really quick. It's a small store. And but I believe in a lot of the herbals over pharmaceuticals. Some pharmaceuticals I respect.
Yeah, people are figuring this out, Mark, because where I go, he's been going. The quercetin has been flying off the shelf. It's just been flying off the shelf. And in fact, when I went in there a couple of times, I bought the last couple of bottles, and they had to crack another case. And people are figuring that out. The word is getting out. And see, correct. Big Pharma can't stop you from getting that. You know, they've been able to try to stop you. And by the way, we've got some articles here where people have ordered ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, and the post office has opened their packages and held on to them.
Yeah, I heard you say that on other episodes, on another episode of your show.
Yeah.
You're talking about. I've been listening to you for a year. I'm going to send you money on your next fundraiser because my money. I'm pretty broke. But I was a caregiver for my mother, and she had passed away from dementia. Not from COVID. I took care of her in the home. You know, I was with her when she passed. But your show is fantastic. And could I mention something from another show that I heard? Guys
sure.
around the country. It's a, yeah. You know who Charlie Kirk is?
Oh, yeah. Kirk? Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, he went to Wheeling High School. I mean, I went to the same. I had the same high school teacher in Des Plaines that Hillary Clinton had. He was my history teacher. And I won't say any more than that. But what's interesting, he said today, I was listening to his show, Dr. Malone came out with a report from China. There's a new strain going on of the virus. Did you hear about it?
Yeah, Dr. Malone, yeah, in China, what they're doing, they're having major lockdowns again, horrible, terrible lockdowns in China, and they're ruthless. They're very ruthless there. But, you know, what comes around goes around, and they've got enough people where they can test these things on their own people. And when you're a communist, life means very little to you. So
I think it's a combination of Ebola and SARS. So it gives you a high fever and pneumonia at the same time. And they don't know how severe. Dr. Malone doesn't know how severe it'll be. That came out today from Charlie Kirk.
Well, you know, Charlie Kirk, he comes on right after me in the studio across the hall. He comes on right after me. I don't really never ever talked to him, but anyhow, what I'm saying, that studio across the studio, the one I'm in, they play him right at when he gets off. When I get off the air, he comes on. But I was telling you about Dr. Malone. They're trying to ban him. I mean, they're trying to assassinate his character. He's the guy that invented the mRNA, right. And he's telling you, listen, I invented it. It's a weapon. It's a bioweapon. It is, you know, he's telling you, don't take it. It's going to kill you. And so right. there
and
you
I
go.
Tell that, I tell that to my family and my friends, and they tell me like to basically keep my mouth shut.
Well, yeah.
Is that horrible?
Yep.
We get told that a lot. I hate to tell you, but it comes with the territory.
Yeah, I told my best friend. I said, if I pass away, anything else from the coronavirus, if I pass away, I go. I have to put in my will to give them all my notes in the last 2 years. I'm following it because I believe in herbal medicine and cures. I would have taken the vaccine. I almost took it four times. I almost took it four different times, and then you're one of the reasons I didn't take it. Then I fell into your news program, and everything that you give on the and you're phenomenal. You're like one of the tops in the country, you know. And well, I put you number one. You're number one on my list. All right.
Well, thank you so much for that. But I have to move on because the whole board's lit up. So let's thank you so much for calling. And let's go to Norma. Norma, you're in the air.
Yes, hi, Pastor Ernie.
That's me.
Yes, good. You guys are in my living room every night. You've been God sent to me also. I wanted to just FYI for you and wondered if you heard about the chatter out there. It might have been Jay Sekulow saying this, that regarding this January 6th thing, I'm getting distracted because I'm hearing myself on the radio. I'm going to come in here in the kitchen so I can't hear the radio. It's the Constitution. It's the Article 14, I think it's Section 3, where you're guilty of an insurrection, and they want to get these Congress people, the Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz and them, and giving the attaboy for this January 6th thing, and they want to sweep them all out of the Congress. I just wondered what you thought of that.
Well, I knew that, and but let me tell you, they're scared. They are afraid. The Democrats are, and it's not going to happen because the people are not going to put up with it, and you know, what you're going to have is a real, not, I wouldn't call it an insurrection, I would call it a revolution. People have had it. They're fed up. And now there's a lot of chatter, too, right now about the military. People are saying, why don't the military do its job? Why don't the military do its job? Well, because you've got the white hats and the black hats within in the system. And so there's going to be, there's very likely could be a civil war in this country. And so, again, like you're saying, the Democrats in Congress, they see the writing on the wall, and they want to get out of there before the shooting starts, okay? And so that's what's going on. So don't worry about that. That's not going to happen. America, they've never been able to disarm us. They have not been able to disarm us. They know that. And what's happened, even Democrats are buying guns now. Even they're afraid, okay? And so
those two young Republicans, they were going around to the prisons. I know you've worked at the prisons, and they wanted to go. They went down there to where they're holding these people.
Marjorie Greene, yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Matt Gaetz, they went, and they wouldn't let them in. They slammed the door in their face, and they were describing these different things, how they couldn't get in there. To see these people, were they all right? Are they being cared for? You know, like that. So
well,
I just pray that all this
yeah, this the corruption,
the Lord needs it.
The corruption there in Washington D.C. Again, when it comes to the police department, where it comes to the prison, you've got two groups of criminals, one in charge of the other. In fact, you've got actually criminals in charge of patriots there, and it's as corrupt gets, and everybody's on the payroll there.
I just hope they can't get these young Republicans out of the Congress, because that would just be
no. You're going to see they've got to try to stop an election. They can't afford to have a fair election. The Democrats know if there's a fair an honest election, they're in the street. So now, what they're going to try to do, they got to come up with another panic, another emergency, you know, and so that you can't go out to vote, you can't go to the polls, you just got to do it by mail-in. That's where the corruption, again, there's nothing at all in the entire Democratic Party, and there may not be one single person in there that has not been totally corrupted,
Yeah.
So, but it's not going to happen. People aren't going to, too many, the red states aren't going to let it happen. The state houses and that, they know they can hear the ire of the people.
Well, Pastor, you know, I live over here on the west side. They were bringing plane loads of these people coming over the border. They say that Cleveland has a lot of programs for them to help them. And, you know, we all should want to help humanity, but they want to make us a purple state, I think, Ohio.
Well, say it. What they're going to find out is some of the illegals. Here's what I'm concerned about. I'm very concerned about these children. They're bringing in busloads of children, and then they're disappearing. Nobody seems to know what happens to them. Now, pedophilia and child abuse is rampant within the Democratic Communist Party. It's rampant, and that's what I'm concerned about. But I got to move on, Norma. God bless. Let's go to Sean. Sean, you're in the air.
Hey, Pastor, thank you. God bless for what you guys are doing and standing up for the truth.
That's what we have to do.
Yes. Yeah, I just wanted to comment a little bit. I know earlier you guys were talking about when some of these so-called experts back in the 70s, they were talking about a freeze-over. I'm born and raised in Connecticut, so I'm from the East Coast. And I do remember hearing, you know, it was that show with Leonard Nimoy used to host called Wrath of God and about the weather. And, yeah, they were talking about, oh, we're going to have such a freeze-over in the East Coast like never before and all this stuff. And millions of people were going to die. And I remember part of me was like, okay, that sounds a little scary. But the other part, because I was brought up in a church, and I remember just hearing me saying something like, but that doesn't sound like something the Bible says, you know. Yeah, the 70s and 80s, it was some cold winters. But let's see, millions of people didn't die. We didn't have a freeze. We didn't have a mini ice age. And all this stuff, they just make this up because, yeah, they want to try and control. And, you know.
Do you remember there was a guy back in the 80s, in the early the 70s and the early 80s, his name was Ehrlich. And they would drag him out. He was their Dr. Fauci of that day. They would drag him out as their expert. and he would go on all the talk shows.
Fearmonger.
Yeah, and he was telling you. Mm-hmm. I still had a book. He was telling you that here by 1988, we would be in a total ice age.
And that, I do remember hearing it. Yes, yes.
Q-tips. Remember Q-tips, disposable diapers. The salt on the highway, acid rain was going to turn us into a total ice age, and this guy they heralded him as a hero, and when none of that happened, go ahead.
Exactly, I was going to say yeah, because I was brought up in a church, and eventually I walked up, but while I was still in the church back in the '80s, and I remember hearing this. You know, I'm young, and like part of me was like, oh, that sounds a little scary. What's going on? But at the other part, I was like, knowing the word, I'm like, well, there's nothing in the word to support this. Like, wait, something's not right here. So, you know, when you're brought up in the word, you're going to hear something that doesn't sound right. And, of course, you do your study and everything and put your trust in God. He'll reveal the truth, you know. And then, of course, now and over the years with all this stuff going on, I mean, I'm 56 years old. I never thought I'd see the country where it is now. And yes, the truth is going to come up, but people got to stand their ground. I always talk to people different ways. I try not to push anything, but I let them know, don't just believe what I'm telling you. Check it out for yourself. Check both sides out. You know, you're going to listen to this on the news, or you can listen to that, but check out the information for yourself. But
well, yeah.
People are getting caught up in that. Well, I'll just let them. No, you got to check out the information, too.
All right. Well, listen, we thank you very much. I got to move on. You have a great day. Let's go to Dara. Dara, you're in the air.
Hello. Oh, Pastor, hi. I'm Dara from New York City. And I just want to give a real heads up to Charlie Kirk. I heard he disclosed on his show that he is not vaccinated. And I was so happy to hear that, because the man is so right on. He walks the walk. He just doesn't talk this talk. And you know, I don't know if you listen to WABC here in New York. I'm thoroughly disgusted with these talk show hosts who get on with the party line and they say, I'm hearing some kind of an echo, but they hear, well, we're, you know, I'm vaccinated, but, you know, everybody else can do exactly what they want. We don't put it down. But in the meantime, every single one of those talk show hosts are vaccinated. And, you know, it's just like, I don't know why they're all doing that. And they have all the doctors on who...
Well, picture these guys when you see them. Picture them holding their finger up in the air, seeing which way the wind is going to blow.
Exactly.
And that's the way now, because remember before they were saying, well, you should get vaccinated for everybody. Say, if you care about people, you should get vaccinated. Well, then they're realizing, wait a minute, what's going on here? Who are these people out there that are saying, no, we're not taking it? Who are these people that are resisting? And they're looking and they're saying, well, wait a minute, the vast majority, the largest professional group are doctors and nurses. And all of these doctors and all of these nurses, and they're trying to silence them. They're working in the hospitals.
Yes.
They know. They see what's happening. And then all of a sudden, you've got a whole lot of. By the way, we've been finding out too that, and some of the one of the football players come out and spilled the beans where, on their team there. Guess what? They're treating the players with hydroxy and ivermectin. Instead of the poisonous pokes. And now, but there's a list. There's a whole list. We went on there, and there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of athletes, not, you know, dancers, football player, basketball players, soccer players, race car, younger people that have taken the poisonous pokes and died.
Yes.
Okay.
What I wanted to say is also that, you know, all the doctors that are promoting the vaccine, of course, you know, they're tied into the hospital system and they know where their paycheck is coming from. I mean, they just can't go out and say, you know, this is poison and don't do it. I mean, they'd be out of a job 1, 2, 3 quick. So that's why I just want to...
You're absolutely right. And that's what all of the doctors that we've had on this program have said. And they're starting their own medical association, all the frontline doctors.
Yes.
The AMA has lost all credibility. But, Dara, I'm out of town. Time, so
okay.
God bless you. And thank
great
you.
To talk to you.
You too. All righty. Joe, you've got 3 minutes. 3 minutes. You got to tell the folks in 3 minutes how they can avoid hell, how they can get to heaven. The last thing you want them to remember in this radio program tonight, if they should die in their sleep, like a lot of people have, that they would wake up in heaven. What do you think?
Amen. That's what the decision we all have to make. You see, the problem is we have sin in this world. God gave us this free will, and with that free will, we sin. It's pretty simple. Scripture tells us, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But it also, the Bible tells us, the wages of sin is death. The penalty for our sin is death. But the gift of God, the gift, is eternal life through our Savior, of course, Jesus Christ. Now, Scripture tells us in the Old Testament that our iniquities, our sins, have separated us from the Father. Our sins have hid God's face from us, that we can't, you know, get close to God. So the Father sent his only begotten Son to the end that all that believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And he came and shed his blood for our redemption. He was the Passover Lamb, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of those who are willing to accept his sacrifice, accept him as Lord and Savior. And the fact that he went to the cross and he took my place. I deserve to be the penalty, pay the penalty, death. But Jesus went and paid that price for me, for you, for all of us who will accept his offer. And what you have to do is, with a repentant heart, because the first word our Lord spoke in his ministry was, repent, the kingdom is at hand. Repent of your sins. So you call upon the Father, you pray to the Father, and you tell him that you're sorry, that your sins put Jesus on that cross, and he went to the cross for you, and that you repent and you want Jesus to be Lord of your life, to be your Savior. You want to accept him without any hesitation, without any reservation. You want Jesus Christ to be Lord of your life, all of your life. And then you ask to have God give you the indwelling of the Holy Spirit for your down payment, and that indwelling of the Holy Spirit is your baptism, your spiritual rebirth, your down payment on everlasting life. You will become then what's called a born-again believer, born of the Spirit. You will become a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life, and you will become a child of the kingdom, a child, a son or daughter of God himself, an adopted child. And you will have your assurance of your salvation, your everlasting life. If you do it with a repentant heart, truly believing that Jesus is Lord and Savior,
and we can
with him,
we can trust in that, because we can actually say it is written. Everything you just said comes right from the Word of God. So until tomorrow, we want to say good night. God bless, and always, always
keep
fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.